Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Q&A Selling Online. I've mentioned before that I have a ton of questions in queue related to PPC. So today I'm going to fire out one of these questions, and this is from Ron. Ron is from our Facebook group. He says he's starting to dabble on Amazon PPC, but he has a hard time figuring out the terms, broad and phrase and all that stuff. So Ron, thank you for your question and welcome to the club. Everybody has a hard time at the beginning figuring out these terms. So I've been dealing with these terms for many years from Google, and Google actually had one extra term in Google. There are four match types. There's the broad match, there's the broad match modifier, there's phrase match, and then the exact match. You're a little bit luckier, because Amazon only has three of those. So here's what they are, and this is just some simple terms, simple explanations of what they are. The exact match is the easiest one to explain. So the exact match is exactly what it means, an exact match of what you type. So if you type fishing reel as your keyword, your ads will show up for that exact term in close variations of that. So you will show up for fishing reels as well. And not much more than that. But so if your term is fishing reel, you will show up for fishing reel. You will show up for fishing reels and also misspellings. So there are some gurus out there that teach you to add plurals to your keywords, add misspellings to your keywords. Let me tell you right now, Amazon captures those. They will tell you, just like Google did, and Google did this many years ago. It was like, did you mean this? Amazon doesn't give you the option to, did you mean this? They will actually show you if you misspell something, and you can try it right now. Misspell something, Amazon will still show you the correct version of it. Anyway, that's exact match. Then phrase match, and this is your exact phrase, and you will get close variation of that phrase. So you can have words before, words after included, plus the plurals and misspellings. So you also show up for by fishing reel white, you know, fishing reel saltwater, or cheap fishing reel. Words before, words after, but your phrase has to be in that search term. And then comes the broad match, and this is the one that has a really broad answer, just like its match type. The broad match, this includes misspellings, it includes synonyms, related searches, and relevant variations. So basically, if you type your keyword is fishing reel again, you can show up for big bass reel or super duper fishing, just because it is a related search, it's a relevant variation of your keyword, and then again, misspellings and synonyms. So how could I don't know now top of my head to create a synonym here for a fishing reel. Fish puller, you will show up for the fish puller. And I'm sorry if that example is not the best, but that's just what I came up with. So basically that is it. So there's the broad match, which includes misspellings, synonyms, related searches, and relevant variations. Things that Amazon considers relevant to that keyword. Not to your product, but to that keyword. The phrase match, which is whatever you typed as a keyword, has to be in the search, but it doesn't matter if it has words before, words after, or S's, like plurals of it. And then there's the exact match, which is you type that your keyword is fishing reel, you will show up for fishing reel. And you will also show up for fishing reels. That's it. That's it. That's the three types there is. That's the quick explanation of it. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Go out there and profit lots.